Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We are in 1 Timothy 2 now, and we're going through and continuing our journey through 1 Timothy and 2 Timothy in the book, in the Bible, obviously, and in the Phillips translation of the Bible. I just want to say a couple things about the new year. Wanted to let you know that, yeah, you might have had a really hard year, 2018, and I pray that in 2019 you're anticipating what God will do and that He will be with you every single day of this year. He promises He will not leave you and He will not forsake you, and I, for one, am very grateful for that. And just really looking forward to seeing what God will do. I know many of you right now are going through a spiritual battle. You're frustrated, scared, burned out, all sorts of things. Maybe you've made a bunch of resolutions and you're wondering if it will even mean anything. But I'm here to tell you, you are loved by your Creator and He is going to walk with you this year. All right, so 1 Timothy 2, verses 1 through 7 in the Phillips, it says this: Here then is my charge. First, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving should be made on behalf of all men, for kings and rulers in positions of responsibility, so that our common life may be lived in peace and quiet with a proper sense of God and of our responsibility to Him for what we do with our lives. In the sight of God, our Savior, this is undoubtedly the right thing to pray for His purpose is that all men should be saved and come to realize the truth, and that is that there is only one God and only one intermediary between God and men, Jesus Christ the man. He gave Himself as a ransom for us all, an act of redemption, which happened once, but which stands for all times as a witness to what He is. I was appointed proclaimer and messenger of this great act of His, to teach, incredible as it may sound, the Gentile world to believe and know the truth. Mind if I pray for you? Jesus, thank you for this scripture that reminds us of the importance of prayer. Lord, we love to supplicate, and that simply means to ask you for things, to ask you for our relationships, to ask you for help, to ask you for provision, to ask you to be with us in every moment, to ask you to be in charge of our lives, to ask you for our future. And Lord, you ask for prayers and you ask for intercessions. And so today we intercede. We choose to intercede on behalf of those who are heavy on our hearts on this New Year's Day. We lift them into your capable hands. We take our hands off. We ask that you would bless our loved ones with your presence. You would send other people into their lives who share the good news with them. And help us also to not shrink back from sharing the good news and what you've done in our lives. Lord, you also say in this verse about how important it is to have thanksgiving and gratitude. And so we choose right now on this first day of the year to thank you for saving us, to thank you for loving us, to thank you for being near when we have felt so far away from you. Thank you that today can be a day where everything can start anew, just like any day this year. That if we have been walking in sin, today we can walk in newness of life as we confess our sins to you. Lord, show us if we need to confess our sins with somebody else. Maybe we need to know the reality of that, and so it helps us to let it out into the light of day with another human being. Show us who to do that to. Show us who's safe. And Lord, if we need to apologize to somebody who we've wronged, I pray that today would be a day we make that right. Lord, thank you for your salvation. It's a great salvation. It's powerful. It's amazing. It's something we could not do for ourselves. And so I pray that that salvation would frame every single day of this year, this gratitude of what you've done once and for all. You did it once. Your death and your life, your death, your resurrection all happened once in a point of history. It's a historical fact, but it was for all of us and for all of our sins. Lord, thank you that you remove our sins from as far as the east is from the west. Thank you that we can be clean right now, as I prayed before, that we can be loved children of you, and that nothing we can do can separate us from your love, that it is constant, that it is assured, and that it is always, always there. So Lord, we thank you for that. Jesus, we thank you for what you've done for us. We live today with gratitude as we celebrate the new year. We're grateful for your rescuing, or we're thankful that you answer prayer. We're thankful that you work in unspeakable ways and in beautiful coincidences, Lord. And we pray that we would have our eyes open today to the beautiful coincidences that you're going to create for us today and the rest of the year. We surrender our hearts and our lives and our agendas and our future into your capable hands. And I pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Hey, if you have a little extra time today on the New Year's Day, if you could do a little review of this podcast on Stitcher or iTunes, I would greatly appreciate it. It will get into the hands of more folks. We've passed 200,000 downloads now as you listen to this, and I'm just so grateful for all of you. Have an amazing New Year's Day.